Welcome everybody. Shir number 1151. We're learning today Lili Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rabar and Zizel. Lili Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe and Refuah Shlema Ruvain Pesach Ben Henyash Takav Refuah Shlema Pesach Shechol Yisrael. Getting back to our Malacha of Tzad trapping. Okay, I just want to talk a minute about what about if somebody, there's an animal that's, let's say, blind, can't see, or possibly an animal that's lame. In other words, maybe possibly it has a broken limb, or it just can't move, or it's sick, or something along those lines. Does the malacha of tzad trapping apply over there? Like we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah brings down the question of a rabbit, right? A rabbit. You can't trap a rabbit. A rabbit is a type of an animal that people trap. They use, right? They use a lot of different things, fur or whatever. So trapping a rabbit, obviously, on Shabbos, to trap a rabbit will be an issa d'raisa. But now let's say the rabbit would be, either sick, old, or possibly a baby. Sometimes there's an animal that's little babies. A rabbit gave birth to little babies, and they can't move. So is there a problem over there in reference to trapping? Okay. So the Shulchan Aruch tells us, in our Siman Shin Tez Zayin, Hatzad Tzvi, somebody captures a deer, Hatzad Tzvi Yoshen, an old deer, or sumo, if it's blind, the chayiv, it's chayiv. We'll see why in the Mishnah Berurah there would still be chayiv, right? You'll say, well, it's old, what's the problem? It's still chayiv. Eyes blind, still chayiv. Chiger, if it's lame, like a broken limb or something along those lines. Choyle, so if it's lame, the animal is lame, it has problems moving around because of one of its limbs are either broken or all of its limbs, he has problems, whatever the case is, a choyle, or it's a sick animal, right, a zokain, or maybe it's very old. So if you trap, a person traps such an animal, it would be usher to do, but it would be usher midrabanan, okay? So again, one that's sleeping, Yoshem, we said was one that's sleeping, I assume, or one that's blind, a person would still be chayev. Okay, now I just wanted to correct me. I said old, I meant asleep, it's not old. If it's asleep, right, or blind, this deer, let's say the deer is asleep, right, Yoshem, it's asleep, I assume, or blind, so then the person would still be chayev. Okay, so that's just a correction of what we said before. Fine, and if we said it's a chigor, if it's lame, choyla, zakein, if it's sick or old, or something like that, so then it would be potter avol osur. In other words, osur midrabanan. Okay, so first of all, tells us the Mishnah Berurah, not just a deer, but any type of animal that runs away. Hu adin shar minim, he says in Sifkat and Vav, the same concept would apply to other types of animals. It will apply to other types of animals. Now, the question is why, if it's sleeping or if it's blind, technically, possibly we could say maybe that wouldn't be a problem, right? So why over there a person is, if they trap such an animal, even though it's sleeping, yoshein, I assume, or it's blind, it's still chayiv, the person is still chayiv, so it tells us Mishbru and Sifkat and Zayin, the honei darkan lehishomet, right? They run away. The derech is, even if an animal's sleeping, it's sort of like halfway awake in general. You know, you go near an animal, even when it's sleeping, it still has to protect itself. By a human being, it's a little bit different, but by an animal, they're sort of like one eye open, one eye closed type of a sleep, and when you come near them, that's what the Mishnah Berurah says, Geshem argishim yad odam, a person, they feel the hand of a person or something along those lines, they jump up and run away. Whether it's blind or whether it's sleeping. So he says, Valken, therefore, kishet sodoi, hovet seida mamesh. So if somebody captures a sleeping animal or a blind animal, and then they would still be chayeh, because it's mamesh, it's a real seida, it's a real trapping. Tells us the Mishnah Berurah further, Masha ein came bechigar, by a lame animal, right? That has like a broken limb or something like along those lines. Or not a working limb or something. It's a lame animal. That in other words, it can't run away because it's one of its limbs is not really working the right way, or a couple of its limbs are not working the right way, so it's sort of like stuck. When it's sleeping, it jumps up, it runs away, that's it. But when it's lame, when it has a problem with the limbs, it can't run away. Tells us the Mishnah Berurah, even if this lame animal could still run, could go a little bit, right? It could run, but not like the way it usually does. But still, a person could grab it at one swipe, right? We al kein chashive ken yisoidin v'omdim. So it has a din as though it's already sort of like trapped. Okay. So, but we said it's still patra avalasa. We'll see. What the Mishnah Berurah says about that, but even though you could get it in one swipe, right? It's lame. It has a problem with the limbs, one of the limbs, right? It's something along those lines, and it can't move or whatever the case is. I'll call upon him. You could grab it in one swipe, even though it can move a little bit. Therefore, it has a din of really being trapped. Min hatayra. Okay. Now he tells us the Mishnah Berurah also Izakain, he says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Neches, Izakain Bahu Adin Katan, also a baby. Okay, so the same thing if you have a regular animal that runs or whatever, but now it's old, it can't run, but not just the animal that's old and can't run, but also a small baby, right, that also can't run. Even though it could go a little bit, that's the point over here. So then the Shulchan Aruch told us in these cases it will be again in the case of lame, sick or old or small or a very small animal is potter avalasa. So somebody goes ahead and traps this, even though you'll say in one swipe you could grab it, has a din of being trapped, but still it's potter avalasa, meaning that it's aser midrabanan. Okay, so it's just the Mishnah Berurah tells us in Sifkat and Tes. He gives an example of Arnevis, which is a rabbit. And he says in conjunction with the rabbit, Al-Kain, Kishamaytzi Lefamim, it happens sometimes people go upstate, they go vacation, whatever, and they're in the woods and so on. Or they're on Shabbos, they're in a place whereby you have it in various different places, possibly. More of a wooded area. I mean, usually in the city you don't find these things, but other places you do. You know, like wooded areas where it's more field and so on. So he says like this, Al-Kain, Kishamaytzi Lefamim, Arnevis Choyle, and it's, let's say, a sick rabbit. Munachas ala derech, that's on the road. I mean, usually you should try not to touch those things. But be it as it may, as far as the tzod, as far as the capturing, afal pisha eni yechayla lozus memkaima, even though it can't, usually a rabbit jumps away fast. But in this case, let's say it can't jump away, is also likachaisi. It still will be also to take it. Obviously it's muksa number one, but else the tzod part, else the capturing, the havi tseda, midrabanan. This would be tzeda midrabanan. Obviously, the animals are muksa on Shabbos, but as far as tzad goes, it would also be tzad midrabanan. So you have two problems here. You have number one, muksa, and you have number two, tzeda midrabanan, because this rabbit, in general, a regular healthy rabbit, right, capturing would be a deraisa. This rabbit is a minanitzeid. It's a type of animal that people capture. So to capture an animal, right, somebody's walking or whatever, and they, oh, a nice rabbit, I'll take it, I'll grab it. Besides the muksa part, forget about muksa, you have a yichayev minatayr, because to capture a rabbit on Shabbos is as minatayr. That's the real tzad, that's a minanitzeid, and you capture it, and you're taking it. So that's from all angles, you know, a person gets it from all angles, as they say, it's chayiv and plus it's muksa. So that's what he says. But over here, we're dealing whereby it's sick, right? It's also like a chayiv. The havet seida midrabanan and still be considered capturing midrabanan. Yeshem yim the chayiv. Someone who even said that possibly to be chayiv. There are other sheets to say that one would talk be chayiv. Okay, but be it as it may, it's not allowed to be done, even though you'll say, well, this rabbit is sick, it's old, it's lame, it's whatever the case is. A person has to be careful not to capture these various different type of animals, any type of animal, even it's in the we're talking about obviously open field animals. We didn't talk too much right now yet about the, like somebody has their own dog or whatever, but to capture an animal is allowed to be done. And even though it was sleeping, even though it was blind, then there will be a chayv, we said, and if it's lame and it's sick, or either one, or it's old, or it's very young, or whatever the case is, it would still be potter avalasa, which would still be aser midrabanan. Thank you for listening. Aslochem bracha kol tov.